This is Growing Native, and I am Petey Mosquito. Life is simple and good at our home in Cochise County, where we reside near the banks of the Ojolote, a perennial stream that flows out of the Chiricahua Mountains and shoots across the desert grassland. And if all goes well, Petey's out in its delta near what's now called Kansas Settlement Road, very close to where the Sulphur Springs were, the springs that the whole valley is named after. I did say it gets that far if all goes well, as in a very good flow. In some monsoon years, it gets to that road and floods it. Its journey past the road is stopped by the road itself, and the water follows that path of least resistance, the asphalt, and fills that road for quite a distance and shuts it down to traffic. It's probably more than you wanted to know. But anyway, I'll tell you that around our home, grasses and forbs that grew from summer rains have dried. I mean, not all of them. Some of the bunch grasses hang in there and stay green, especially when monsoon is extended or hurricane moisture coming up from the south hits us. And recently, rains came from the northwest, like a winter rain. And at our home, we get the summer and winter rain combo. I'll have the summer winter rain combo, please. Oh, yeah, that combo produced more rain in the first week and a half of October than all of August. And that winter type storm brought low temperatures. Morning temperatures had been hovering right around 60, you know, and I got very excited when we hit 56. Oh, 56, brr. But when it dropped, 20 degrees to 40, Ms. Mosquito started talking about firing up the wood stove. I get up at dawn and open doors and windows. Ms. Mosquito gets up a couple hours later and closes doors and windows. What a glorious time of year. Our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley, act like spring chickens in the morning, dancing around, punching me with noses and paws and staring at me, staring right in my eyes, you know, with brown doggy eye smiles. Some mornings are spent wandering our little homestead compound with the dogs, our two cats, and a chicken, a renegade chicken. We clipped her wings so she couldn't fly out of the chicken pen, and now every morning she climbs out with methodical hops from one object to another until she hits the top of the pen fence and then jumps down, free at last to hang out on our porch, look into our kitchen window, scold the dogs, chase grasshoppers. She lays a blue egg in a shallow earth bowl by a stump, then announces it. Farley has decided it's his egg, and sometimes he shows it to me by pointing his nose at the nest and looks at me. He gently takes that egg in his mouth and walks to a spot where he cracks it open and carefully laps it up. I once tried to remove the egg from his mouth. He clenched his teeth very tightly and would not relinquish that egg. So Farley has his own chicken. Recently, after a good soaking rain, the dogs and I wandered the creek bed of the Ojolote. A huge flood that lasted several days a year ago changed that creek, and now several channels wind through and around oaks and ash trees and sycamores and hackberries and yew-leaf willows. So much of that new creek is very rocky, but we find deposits of sand or earth near the banks. Spots were swirling, sandy, muddy water deposited earth. Oh, they're soft. It's soft dirt. And they're tiny, tiny sandy beaches that the dogs and I pad over, looking for tracks, looking at plants. We found several spots where seed had been left with other detritus, tiny thickets, not more than 2 or 3 inches tall, of ash tree. Oh, my gosh. Small, 2-inch tall oak woodlands. Little oaks in moist earth, a miniature grove of canyon hackberries. I kneel and ponder the future of those seedlings, and the dogs humor me by looking as well. This is the journey some seeds make, I explain to them. How many will become young trees and become the new riparian corridor long after we're gone? I'm the only one talking, and the dog's interest wanes. And so we continue our wander in that magical riparian corridor full of tracks and miniature forests. So that's the report from our little homestead where dogs, cats, and a chicken hang out. And life is so simple and very good. Life itself is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Biscayne, and this has been Growing Native.